what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here tonight, as we normally are, live and in color on rbnlive.com every Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock Central to 11. And let's see. Tonight we have a guest who has been here before. He's been here a couple of times or so. Last time he was here was the end of January, actually, I believe. We were talking heavily about what's going on with Ed Brown in New Hampshire. And, of course, prior to that, he was here because he's written a book, Christian Words, Unchristian Actions, George Bush, and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America. And he is John Klar, attorney. And John Klar is a Christian. And he has written this book on Christian Words, Unchristian Actions. He lives in Vermont, I believe, and he is a rather activist individual. So he has written all about the Bush administration and how dangerous an administration it is, not just to the world, but to Christianity particularly, because Mr. Bush, as he says, is a man who feigns Christianity but has instead delivered war and torture, all while blatantly favoring corporate dominance and the rich. Perhaps if we just give all of our nation's wealth to its richest citizens, they'll take care of us, and a higher standard of living will trickle down to the little people. Well, anyway, he's got an ideology there. And certainly it is a mixed ideology, but he does have some rather strong views, particularly on what George Bush has done with his administration in the name of Christianity. So if we have him on the line, we'll welcome him aboard. Is he there yet? Not yet. Okay. Well, he will be here momentarily. All right. You haven't been able to reach him? No. Okay. All right, well, you just keep trying, because I do want to interview him tonight, and do want him to expostulate on what he sees in the current climate of war pertaining to Iran, the latest target, of course, of the neocons. Now, this is, as you know, the neocons did not just target Iran after they targeted Iraq, but in fact they did lay out the groundwork, the plans for attacking Iraq and Iran and Syria and all of these other nations in the Middle East some time ago, actually. Some people trace it back 5-6 years ago. Other people have traced it back a long time before that, much, much longer than that. So in any event, he of course, John Klar, that is, has realized exactly what we're up against, and particularly the Bush administration's agenda, as opposed to the Christian philosophy, the Christian Bible, and so forth. So we're just going to keep trying to get him, and if we don't, so what? Who cares? We don't need him, right? We just keep on going anyway. But I have something here in the meantime, when we come back from the break, that I do want to share with you, and that has to do with border agent, yes, indeed, Ramos in jail, and how he's asking for your help, all right? In the meantime, we'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on RBNLive.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back, and we've got our guest, but we had the wrong number. Or should I say you had the wrong number, sir? Anyway, that's okay. All right, he's on the line. But before we get to John, I promised you in lieu of the fact that we weren't sure he was going to make it, that Monica Ramos has an important message from Agent Ramos, who, as you know, is now in jail, the Border Patrol agent, for forcing American sovereignty and protecting America under the Bush administration. He's been sent to jail, and he is in federal prison. He's in a prison cell, we're told, that's about the size of a bathroom, 23 hours a day. There's a small window, but it's painted dark gray, and he's allowed out of his cell 1 hour a day for a walk. Reading material is forbidden. The family and advocates have pleaded with prison officials to let Mr. Ramos be provided with reading material, but prison staff has stated they must enforce the rule. No reading material in solitary confinement. So the 9/11 families that have been involved in this case have sought to present the agent with a Holy Bible. Prison officials stated Agent Ramos in solitary confinement could not receive the Holy Bible, and he, of course, would like you to get involved in praying for him and also to send him letters. His wife Monica, his father-in-law Joe, who we may have back on the show real soon, Joe Loya, said, please write to Agent Ramos, America. So, you know, we're going to tell you more about that later if we have time tonight. And if we don't, certainly we can tell you more tomorrow. But here's all you have to do, okay? This is how you write to him quickly now. Take this down. Take it down. Got a pen and a paper? Just a letter in an envelope will suffice. And you can write to him, Ignacio Ramos. It's I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. Number 58079. That's number 58079-180 FCI. Yazoo City Medium Federal Correctional Institution. That's Yazoo City, Y-A-Z-O-O, City Medium Federal Correction Institution. And that's in care of Post Office Box 5888, 5888, Yazoo City, Mississippi. That's Yazoo City, Mississippi, 39194, okay? We'll talk more about that later, if not tonight, tomorrow as well. But right now, let me welcome to the program none other than Mr. John Klar, who we've already introduced. Hello, John.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
All right. We actually haven't talked for several months, and our talk last time, of course, you were here, was about Ed Brown, one of our own.
Yes, a story which obviously we both still stay in touch with. I'm about to release another video of Ed and Elaine with his wife as well that my wife's working on editing right now.
Right, and you did that last video, and you put it up on, on one of the forums, I think, one of the websites, didn't you?
Yes, well, it was up on Google Video, but it was linked to Aaron Russo's site and Alex Jones' site and a bunch of other sites, so it did get some circulation there.
So you've been getting response, and Brown, of course, has been here with RBN now for a while, and we welcomed him aboard, and he is a fixture of light in a world of darkness. And you, of course, have done yeoman work in many respects, and you have written the book Christian Words on Christian Actions. And now, as you have perused the political landscape, and you have seen just how far down the road to tyranny we have come under this administration, and what seems to be no stopping it. It seems to be that these neocons, these Zionists in this government, have basically thumbed their noses at everyone here and have said that we're going to continue to do what we set out to do years ago, and that is to restructure the Middle East to our liking. And we're going to wage war, and we're going to do whatever it takes, kill as many people as possible in order to extend this empire. And it looks to me, it looks to you now, we're getting pretty close to another war with Iran. And this is going to be a much, much worse situation than anything we have seen thus far with Iraq. And John Klar, what do you think about all of this?
Well, it's more alarming to me perhaps than many of the other things Bush has done. Most Americans are unaware of just how much of the agenda of the New World Order is being fulfilled by this government. Most Americans, of course, don't even have much concern about such a thing. The step towards controlling the oil supplies of the Middle East by dominating Iran as well is a dramatic step in that journey, and I think it poses serious threats for our economy and our future. It will sage a complete transformational life as we know it in this country, and I'm afraid it is going to come to pass, if not in the next few weeks, then certainly by this summer, for a number of reasons, which I could outline quickly. But
sure.
Mr. Bush has said that he believes that we have to fight either a nuclear-armed Iran later or a non-nuclear-armed Iran now, and he has been posturing, as he did pre-Iraq invasion, to launch an attack on Iran. But think about how much it would suit the neocons' agenda to invade Iran. It would allow them, first of all, they're already blaming Iran for their failures in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
It provides more sales for Halliburton and other of the military-industrial complexes. The more they broaden a war and shoot missiles, the more that they can justify building on our children's back, all borrowed money. Of course, they want to seize the oil fields. That's part of the neocon strategy. I figure that they have to try to seize the oil fields that we cannot purchase, since our currency is now a fiat currency and the Chinese own all our dollars anyway. The Chinese could buy most of those oil fields with the money we owe them in our trade imbalance. And, of course, when this U.S. economy implodes, which is inevitable, they can blame it on Iran if we have an ongoing fiasco there. So it seems like many, many different indicators point to a U.S. presence in the Gulf and an intention to stay and an intention to invade Iran. And you can see why there are numerous plus sides for the deluded regime that we have in power here in America, mm-hmm. who have no more ability to foresee the consequences of an invasion of Iran than they did the consequences of their attempted renovation of Iraq, which has been a disaster. So they're just insane enough to do it.
Well, yes, they are. They are insane. Everything they have attributed to Saddam Hussein is exemplified in them, ironically. It is personified in them. They have pursued this policy of nation side, if you will, destroying America. And as I've just pointed out, they have left these borders porous deliberately for a reason. And now we know the exact reason, and that is implementation of this global regional superpower, which will obviously mean the abolition of the United States by 2010 under the North American Union. So George Bush cannot possibly do what he is required to do, and that is protect America and its borders. He must wage a war not only overseas as an empire, but he must also do a job on those who are protecting us at our borders, so, like Agent Ramos and Compion and others that have done the same thing. So he is a traitor. George Bush is a traitor to America, and so are those who are leading in Congress today, both Democrat and Republican. The way I see it, because both parties represent the flip side of the same coin, John, in my view. And there's really no real opposition. It's words, it's rhetoric, and when the push, you know, comes to the shove, you know that they will come down on the side of the globalists and the internationalists, as opposed to the nationalists and those who believe in America first. So that is something that I think is inevitable. And as you point out, when you wrote the book a year or so ago, you wrote the book Christian Words on Christian Actions, George Bush and the Desecration of Christianity in Modern America, that you have pointed out quite well that his faith, his so-called faith, is as phony as a $1 Federal Reserve note. And, of course, that means all-out war, not just on internationalist enemies, that is the nationalists, the those that believe in nationhood and America first rather than wars abroad. It means a war on Christianity, because after all, internationalism and one-worldism are leading to a one-world antichrist system, and that's exactly what it was intended to do.
Well, that's quite a mouthful, Rick, and as you know, I agree with you, and particularly as you point out, the Democrats are not going to protect us any more than the Republicans, and we see that in recent actions of the Democrats. Their 100-day program didn't even include rolling back the John Warner Act or the Military Commissions Act or anything else that might have given us some hope of restoring a constitutional republic.
And don't expect much more in the second 100.
Well, and that's what I say to people. You know, some people will say to me, well, we have to have George Bush. Who would you rather have, Hillary? I don't have to be a
what
Hillary
a choice, huh? Would you rather be shot or hanged, John?
Well, I'm sorry to laugh about something that's so not funny, but it is a war on Christ. As you say, he's a traitor to our country, but George Bush is a traitor to Christ. Now, that is a tremendous thing to say. In this country, where tens of millions of Americans seem to see him as a pious Christian.
Oh, sure.
But his actions belie his words.
Mm-hmm.
And we are told in the Bible, for those of us that are Christians, that there would be those who would be ravenous wolves in sheep's clothing. Mm-hmm. That is, people who would feign Christianity, pretend to be Christian, but whose actions, Jesus told us repeatedly, mm-hmm. would reveal what they were really all about, that we would
exactly.
know them by their fruit.
Exactly the words I was going to echo, and you got it. All right. We shall return. Stay where you are, John Klar, and my guest is John. You can give him a call, and you can join us in this discussion we're having tonight. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return in just 3 minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now, and we're speaking with John Klar. And John, you said in the beginning of this program, you also spent some time with Ed Brown and family, and you made some videos there, and you know that that is that's the tip of the iceberg, I think, today in America, where here we are coming upon we're coming upon the real April Fool's Day, April 15th. When all of the little, all of the little footstoolers, all of the little goyim, so to speak, can just step forward, pay your taxes, and shut up. The government will take care of the rest for you. And we have become, as Aaron Russo's movie has shown, we have become a fascist state. We have become a fascist, socialist, internationalist, globalist state where Americans now are reduced to the size of a penny. We have no freedom. We are wards of the state. And Bush has proven this, as we see. More government at home than ever before. Bigger government, higher taxes, higher spending. And, of course, that's taking a toll where Americans now are being squeezed out. The middle class is literally being destroyed. So you see what Ed Brown feels. You hear what he feels. You know what he feels. And thank goodness people like yourself got involved and went and met him and filmed whatever you could film to put on the net, and that has helped out tremendously, John.
Well, I hope so. It's an interesting story there. If we divert from Iran for a minute, which
it's all related. It's all related.
They are exactly. I was about to say they are all tied in, and many people wouldn't see how, for instance, open borders and immigration problems would tie into Iran, would tie into Ed Brown, would tie into national IDs and animal IDs and microchips and a failed currency. But they are all part of one piece. And
yes.
What's an interesting aside is that I originally got involved with Ed. Not to film him at all, but to try to talk to him about some options that would lengthen his stay on this plane, you know, this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very clear what he was up to, you know, what he intended to do. One of the things I told him, though, early on was, Ed, you've got opportunities for appeal. If nothing else, you could file an appeal and have a few years. In the meantime, the world's going to fall apart anyway because they're going to try to take over, and you could you just blend in with the rest of us. But he chose to make his stand, and ironically now, if we do invade Iran in the near future and George Bush does move towards martial law, as as clear that they intend to do, then Ed may once again get a reprieve and be just on the side of the rest of us who are trying to call attention to what is really an Orwellian present. And what's interesting about your analogy with George Orwell, I think, is that when we read Orwell, when we read Huxley, when we read other stories of these ideas of these futuristic societies where people lose all rights, we see it as very clearly something that would be a horror story that we wouldn't want to be a part of. And yet, in America today, the vast majority of Americans, many are aware that we are living in a police state, a fascist state, and they're just waiting to drop the glove on us and put us away if we argue. But we really are living Orwell's perception in that the people that were part of the party in his story embrace the mantra, slavery is freedom. Americans really believe that they're free, not recognizing how many of their traditional freedoms have been already revoked, and many more will come. But, you know, some I tell them about what's in, for instance, the USA Patriot Act or the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act or the Military Commissions Act, and they say, well, the Democrats won't let them get away with that. Well, the Democrats already have. The Democrats already passed those laws with them, and there's nothing to Bush, there's nothing to repeal, and they couldn't overcome a Bush veto if they tried to. And there's no effort being made by the Democrats to do this. And in their rebuke over the Iraq war, they specifically omitted leaving any language in there that would have tied Bush's hands in Iran. In fact, I understand it specifically gave him authority to go into Iran. So the Democrats are not going to save us. Hillary Clinton is not going to save us. Corporate America is not going to save us. For those of us who are Christians, at least we have some hope.
That's right. No, we don't place our hope in the institutions of this world, that's for sure. They'll let you they'll let you down every time.
Well, and we see it in action now, and it seems to me that more and more Americans are starting to realize that there is a corporate dominance in our media, which leads to us being told that everything's rosy, no matter how much we on the street know that the prices of groceries are going up and jobs are hard to find. They keep telling us how rosy everything is. They know otherwise.
Now, we've seen this. I think it's at least 25% to 30% increase in prices across the board just in the last year and a half. I have seen this myself. You have seen it. And we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, this is just the beginning. And this energy is the key to this control because it is the lifeblood of any nation. And we are not going overseas to protect anyone else's oil supply since we have abundant resources and reserves in our own United States and in Alaska particularly that has been put off limits so that we can be interdependent and we can be dependent on the foreign oil of the Middle East as an excuse for nothing more than total and complete expansionism. And that's the name of the game. It is all about control, controlling us, John. Absolutely.
Well, and that's where I think many people miss what's really going on with the immigration issue. I think that you could argue, and I'm not arguing this, Rick, but you could argue that George Bush and others are leaving the borders open to provide cheap labor for corporate America. Mm-hmm. The truth is that economically it does not benefit us because there are many more costs associated with it.
That's exactly right, yeah.
But those costs are borne by the public, i.e. the tax coffers,
while
corporate America does profit.
Exactly.
So we,
and
we
it's not even corporate America. It's corporate. It's the corporate world because they owe no loyalty to America, and they're not American. All right, we'll be right back with John Klar, our guest, and we will take your calls right now at 1-800-313-9646. 9443. Rick Adams, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Radio Avenger, right here on Republic with our guest, John Klar. And John, as you can already see, he's fired up. He's not very pleased with the Bush administration's policies, and not just that because it's the current policies of the current regime, but more importantly, it's that, as he said in his book, you see, George Bush came to the White House as some sort of a Christian, and he wore that label on his lapel, and of course, he proudly said that he represented the vision of Christ, and of course, everything that he projected was this scene, this vista, this vision of Jesus telling him to invade Iraq, as you recall, John, when he said that it was God that told him we had to do it. And we've heard that many times in history, and we've seen what's happened when people claim that God told them to go out and do this, and God told them to go out and do that. And, of course, when you mix that and the state, the power of the government, you have a very deadly combination, you see. And that's what has happened now. And as you point out, we're headed for this new phase of the war, the public be damned, to hell with the nation and to hell with Christianity. We're going to go on and build this empire before it crumbles. As long as we can profit from it, we can make money, Who cares what happens to our young boys and girls who are returning home with no arms and legs, with uranium poisoning, with disease, and children now that are being produced that have mutations? What care we? And that's what it's come down to. Are you ready for some phone calls, John Clore?
Certainly.
Are you? You sound very energetic. You're waiting? You ready? All right,
I'm
John.
I'm always ready, Rick.
And I promise I will do as little talking as possible because between the two of us, I mean, we can certainly rouse up a storm. All right, let's take some calls at 800-313-9443. And Henry is first off in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yes, and don't forget that these people coming home with no arms and no legs, or some of them even come home in whole piece and even nothing happened to them.
Uh-huh.
They got to come back and press one for English. They got to see their whole neighborhoods, even up here in Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
Spanish, speaking Spanish with all these illegal third world stuff
mm-hmm.
coming into their country. And that's another thing. With your guests, I wanted to mention this. The thing that sickens me, though, is whether it's the global warming, whether it's Iraq, whether it's the immigration, everything with this country pushes to some crap nonsense that we should be open to the rest of humanity and different cultures and diversity and this and all that. And yet, like clockwork, every city, every state, or other states that have it, put it that way, everything becomes crap. So, and yet they've been pushing this for, 30 or more, 40 years? I mean, long before I was born, probably. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the other thing is this. You mentioned Bush speaking about, I didn't know he said that. He said that as a Christian, he had vision.
He said God told him that he had to invade Iraq to protect America.
Uh-huh. Well, see, that's the thing, too. What is it with these Luciferians, too, that they hate Christians? They say in a book, I heard from Cooper, they want to burn them, et cetera, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep pushing, like, to impose themselves as them. And the thing that I think they don't get, and even in general, all these guys, all the leadership, even ones that aren't Luciferian, is that I found out from a survey somebody told me, the vast majority of people, especially under, I think, I don't know if it's under 50, under 45, down to like 15, they're not even into this religious stuff in this country. I mean, a lot of it. And I'm not talking about just Christianity. I'm talking about Luciferian. I'm talking about Satanism. I found out even the so-called goths, which is like a form of style, I used to think some of them are more like satanic. It turns out only a tiny percent of them are. Most of them aren't at all and are like more anarchistic. But they're
okay.
Not.
Well,
okay.
Let's
shut up and I'll listen to what he got.
Let John respond to what you just said. Okay,
okay,
John, go ahead.
Well, thank you. How do you do, Henry? What's interesting is that not only is the country mm-hmm. becoming in many ways more secular, but that the so-called religious people in this country are not even religious. The religious right in this country might better be labeled Christian Zionists. They are out of touch with their scripture. They are out of touch with who they serve. And we see sort of a parallel. Those mm-hmm. of us who are Christian look to a one-world government under Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Satan's working on the Illuminati or whatever we want to call it, but we mm-hmm. see Bush working with many powers worldwide towards a one-worldly government that dissolves borders, and that's why what we've talked about before the break about immigration, we could say that perhaps it's simply corporate cynicism or benefits corporate profits to open our borders, but it seems to be much deeper than that. They're not even going through the pretense of filtering the borders, and they seem to have a we-don't-really-care attitude. We're going to be opening all the borders up soon anyway. And why police our borders when you have the new North American Union? It's pretty obvious that they really are moving towards this global, worldly system that is, in fact, consistent with biblical prophecy. It's consistent with the stated goals of these Zionists and those who are in behind Bush, behind the scenes. And they depend on a complacent public, whether it's young people who don't embrace the belief of God or those who embrace a faulty, a fraudulent, a false prophet view of Christianity, which is, unfortunately, the majority of today's Christians in America.
All right, Henry, do you have a specific question now or a specific comment before we move along?
Yeah, what I wanted to ask him was, did he, if you listen to, have you ever heard of a guy named Gore Vidal?
Yeah,
of course.
Right, okay. Gore Vidal was talking about how this country mm-hmm. was like more, you know, religious and moralistic than even, you know, parts of Northern and Central Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a decline. Even when the people vote, when I hear Hillary and all of them, she quoted some scripture thing. And the thing about it is, I don't understand these people. They hate Christians, but they're always quoting their books and they're doing this and that. And I think they think they know the masses. They think they control everything with the masses. But I'm telling you, they're losing it because there's they don't think they know the masses as much as they think they do. Because you got a lot of these people, they're older, they're 50, 60, 70 years old. They think everybody is going to vote for them, like the people back in their time when they were brought up or whatever. And it's changing. The people just aren't into this. That's why you got the internet. That's why you got all these young people on the web and all these different news sources on the web that's setting up all kinds of sharing things. And there's a lot of people against Iraq, but the stuff with Iraq is. I don't know how we could stop it. People march. I don't know what we could do about the stuff with Iraq or Iran, or now Iran, or will be Iran. But it always has to do with either some religious or something with all humanity coming together with all these different races and all that junk. And the people just, I don't think Americans in general care about that. You know what I'm saying? I think they care more about what their financial needs are,
mm-hmm.
their own country, their own freedom, probably their own race, which is mostly Indo-European. And I'll let you go. But I just don't think they into any of that.
I think what you've just said, thank you, Henry, what you have just said is true, that most Americans live in a very parochial world, and probably that's true really across the planet, John.
Well, I think so. I think, though, that it often behooves us and helps us financially to carry forth the torch of decency and freedom that we say we do. So there's often an overlap between our moral decisions. You know what I'm saying? But I think there's a race that's going on between the web and the alternative media that we're obviously aware of, and more Americans are tuning into as they realize that
mm-hmm.
they're getting deficient news,
mm-hmm.
and the mainstream media and those people that represents. And I think they can win the race. In other words, yes, they parrot the phrases, they talk the talk of Christianity. They all have to because they have to pander to that religious right group. Look at McCain stumbling over himself, trying to paint himself as a conservative Christian now. And so they're all playing that game. But frankly, behind the scenes, it seems that both parties realize that the gig is up.
That
there is a tightening of the noose, so to speak. So I'm not sure that they're terribly worried about the Internet because they think they're going to beat us in the race. And in many ways, they have, because they've already instituted the statutory framework to use our own young people against us militarily, to use the U.S. military, the full force of the Marine Force, the Air Force, et cetera, against U.S. civilians. So we have an illusion of power when we're actually powerless. And that's why when you say you don't know what we're going to do about the war in Iraq or the war in Iran, protesting doesn't really matter anymore. It's not the Vietnam era where the government is responsive to the American people anymore. They can just ignore us while they pretend to be serving us. And frankly, the American people bear some responsibility for that and for their hypocritical faith as well.
Mm-hmm. I think you make a very good point there, John. Let's move along to Joe in Texas now. Hello, Joe. You're on with John Clark.
Hey, Rick, are you? And Ms. Clark, I agree with everything you're saying, sir. And I just spoke to Rick last night for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what concerns me is that, you know, I've been through the Bible, I guess, 10 times as far as reading it, and there's one verse that always sticks in my mind. It's like, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but what comes out. And when you hear the rhetoric that comes out of the president's mouth and all the senators and all the representatives, that's what concerns me. And I've been in the military with the government and have, you know, done some things I'm not proud of. And, you know, these young men and women that are coming back from Iraq and other places where our government is telling them to do these things that they're not aware of it, I don't think. Maybe some are spiritually, but it concerns me that a lot of them don't realize the after effects of what their government's telling them to do and not realizing that the government's not going to be there for them when they come back. I mean, there's so many of them wounded. I came back wounded, and it's, you know, as I'm on all kinds of medication,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, you know, it worries me because, I mean, I know there are veterans out there that are patriotic and love their country and see what the government's doing to them. And I just, you know, John, I what are we going to do? When it's like, you know, I spoke to Rick last night and I said, you know, that, you know, when we have politicians that, you know, on the Democratic, the Republican, the Independent, and, you know, we can pray for them and hope that they're honest with us, but you know as well as I do that, you know, in what you're speaking tonight, that it's just there's something wrong, and we've lost. I mean, I don't think our forefathers way back there during the independence of the United States of America were, you know, intended for our government to be this way. And I'm not saying that we do not have faults as human beings, but, man, when you let the American people go like this and you don't realize what's going on at the borders, and, you know, I've partaken in the borders, I've partaken it the best I can, it's, I don't know, man, John, it's, we're going to have to do something. And if we can't count on our leaders, if we can't count on our politicians, like last night Rick stated, it's changing, money's changing hands and pockets. And when I was in there, involved in the military, it was the same thing, man. And nothing has changed. And it's just, if people can get their faith back in God, man, and in themselves as human beings and realize what's right and what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
then we might have a chance, but I just feel like we're very few sometimes, man.
Okay. What do you think of that, John?
Well, you've covered a lot of issues there, Joe, and thank you, because I think you've echoed a lot. I'm sure Rick would agree with a lot of your sentiments as well. In the end, we have sin-cursed humans, and therefore we'll always have sin-cursed government until Jesus returns. And those of us who are Christians, we do look to our Bibles, which tells us what will happen these times. In fact, the very purpose of these various problems is to bring us closer to God, because as a nation, we've been turning away from God, and everything's been going honky-dory.
Yes.
Just as individuals, we don't seek God when we're sitting around on the beach watching the sailboats go by. It's when we're having trauma in our lives, usually, Romans 8:28-29, that we know,
yep,
that all things work together for the good of those who love God. But I think we should pray for our leaders, but we also should not have this blind, Hagee, Romans 13, mm-hmm. lapdog, unchristian enslavement to neocons who call themselves Christian while they undertake actions which are patently unchristian. And so as Christians, I personally am going to be confronting this, and I will say I'm connecting with militia people around the country. If my government is usurping my Constitution and asking me to act against my God, then my government is my enemy, not some person in Iran who's 20 years away from owning a weapon that they could use against me, even if they were capable of sending it over here. The real battlefield is at home. This is what Richard Clark was talking about when he wrote his book about the
all enemies. Yep.
Well, that comes with the Constitution, against all enemies, domestic mm-hmm. and abroad. So I think the time is coming. I have two boys who are 16 and 15. They'll soon be draft age. Certainly a false flag attack or an attack on Iran will be used to justify the draft laws that are already sitting there waiting to be instituted to enslave more of us. I think many of our young people have gone into this war, didn't go into the service necessarily with an expectation of seeing active duty. When they did go in active duty, they thought that they were the liberators and the good guys. Many of them have come back from Iraq realizing they've done terrible things and that we're not the good guys. The majority of service people, from many things I've read, do not support the war anymore. I just talked to a guy who just came back from Iraq just a couple of weeks ago, and the representation that he gave of the war there and the troops' perspective was diametrically opposed to that which you see on Fox News and elsewhere. In fact, he told me that they told them what to say about the war to the journalists, mm-hmm. and if they didn't say the official line, and you've probably mm-hmm. had experience like this,
yeah.
then they were to shut their mouths. So this is I think that it's really traumatizing the troops, not just the traditional horrors of war. We have the modern horrors of war with carpet bombing and high tech, but also the root knowledge that they thought they were fighting for good, and now they don't know that anymore. They don't even have to be convinced that the U.S. is wrong. Just creating that serious doubt. When you're killing people for your nation, and then you wonder if your nation mm-hmm. is maybe the bad guy, I think that can be more emotionally traumatic than a physical injury. But I think in the end, it's the Ed Browns who are showing us the way out. Some who see the truth, a small number of Americans, have an obligation to stand up. Truth is our weapon. Jesus taught this as well. We our armies are not of this world. We blunt false arguments with truth. That's a paraphrase. So that's what we're trying to do right now on this broadcast, what I know Rick Adams is trying to do just about every
Amen.
Night.
Amen. Thank you, Joe, by the way, for calling us again tonight. And we'll take a break now. We'll be right back with our guest, author John Klar. And we'll do that in 3 minutes with Radio Avenger.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're back with John Clark, author, attorney, lives up in Vermont, and he, as you can see, is quite spirited in what he has to say. I don't know how many people have read your book yet, but it's been selling, John. You might tell us how people can read your book if they wish to do so.
Well, thank you. I always forget the plug. And I should give people the information where to find it. It is available on Amazon.com, but it can be obtained directly from my publisher at 877-421-7323. The name of the book is Christian Words, Unchristian Actions. The number again is 877-421-7323. There are excerpts from the book and a number of endorsements and comments, plus some other biographical information at my website, which is www.christianwords.us. That's christianwords, all one word, .us.
All right, excellent. Let's take Ernie in Virginia now. Hello, Ernie. You're on with John Clark.
Thank you, Rick, and a pleasure going back on your show. An interesting discussion here, John, and I think it, you mentioned the Illuminati and briefly in your in some of your other comments this evening, and I think what the Illuminati is doing here, they're creating order out of chaos, but they first need to create this chaos, and so that's why we have the open borders, the bogus war on terror, the attacks on Iraq, the coming attack on Iran. We read on the Internet about the Russian intelligence and this Operation Bite scheduled for Friday, Friday at 4 o'clock in the morning. But some people think that there was too much detail in the article. But nonetheless, many, many people believe there will be an attack on Iran at some point between now and the summer. But we have in the background the hate crime legislation. Rick has had Mr. Mm-hmm. Pike on to talk about the House Resolution 1592, House Resolution mm-hmm. 984, and House Resolution 808, this continuous attack on our inherent fundamental rights guaranteed under the Constitution. The First Amendment is continually under attack, our Second Amendment, and then we have the open borders and this prosecution of Ramos and Campion, our federal border security agents, and the clear pattern of by the administration, by the president, of protecting the drug dealers, the illegal mm-hmm. Drug smugglers, and going against our legitimate enforcement officers who are there to protect us. What we have here is treason many times over, allowing this foreign invasion by Mexico into the country, but this is all part of the game, the Illuminati's game to create this all of this chaos before they can implement, before the people will buy into the need for this world government to save us from our all these religions, our bad culture. We have that Agenda 21, sustainable communities in the background. John, here's my question. With all of this chaos, what do you think is their motivation to lead the world into this chaos without having some fallback and great risk come back on them? Because I think more and more people are seeing the scheme and the game. So what is your reaction to how can they continue this game without fear of repercussions by the people?
And we'll let him answer that when we come back. You can hang on, Ernie. We'll take a one-minute break. Hour number two coming up right now in just 60 seconds with Rick Adams and John Clark, my guest. Stay tuned for more. Radio Avenger will be right back.